Hey, Lou, there were a few interesting things that happened in the world of programming today. You mind if we run a few down?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Now, let me ask you first. Did you watch The Martian, the Matt Damon
Not
film?
Not yet. I'm so looking forward to it, though.
You really should, because the author of The Martian, a man by the name of Andy Weir, we've had on the Twit Network, actually, I think on three of our shows, we've had him on Padres Corner, on Triangulation, and I believe he was on the new Screensavers. I can't remember either that or Media Mavericks. It's an interesting story because he was actually a computer scientist. That was his job. He was a programmer for Sandia National Laboratories. And on his interview with me on Padres Corner, he talked about how writing was his first love, but he kind of fell into computer science. He just had a mind for it. Do you hear that story a lot? When you talk to people who you hire at Microsoft, is programming more something they fell into, or is it something that was their first love?
It depends on the generation that you talk to. Like Generation Z, more people are trying to start out in computer science before anything else, because they have these startups and these great ideas, and they're like, oh, I want to do that. But the generation before that, and then before that, it's a lot of, like you said, people start out in math or they start out in something else, and they find, hey, you know, I really have the mindset to actually do computer programming, problem solve, and, you know, program in these different languages. So it really just depends on the generation you talk to.
Right. The story is actually kind of inspiring. He started at the laboratories when he was 15. He was, we didn't really call him interns back there. He was a teen hire, and actually he was part of a large group of teens that the laboratory brought in to do lab assistant type work. So while most of the kids who were brought in were doing things like cleaning bins and cleaning out test tubes and just doing basic data entry, they saw in him skill for programming. And so he actually helped them figure out how to program the computers. That is a story I have heard a lot, where someone comes in and he starts playing with the technology that the adults have bought, and he's much more proficient at it. Have you heard that story before?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of those things where I think he was waiting to get a security clearance for another group, and then he was just dumped into this group to do some, you know, display data and do other things. And he just figured out, hey, I can really do this. And that happens a lot. Even in some of the manufacturing groups that I've worked in, I worked at Anheuser-Busch a long time ago, and some of the programmers there were, hey, I was doing some other type of engineering or mathematics, and I just started doing this, and I found out I was really good at it, and I just kept going with it. So I think that happens a lot, and that's where the being a tinkerer really, really helps out.
We've talked about this a lot on the show. In fact, every time we have a wildcard guest, we always ask that question, what does it take to be a programmer? What do you need to actually survive in this craft? Because there are a lot of people who just look at the dollar signs and say, oh, you can make a lot of money in computer science, and therefore I'm going to go into computer science. And that doesn't always work out. I'm not saying it never works out, but it's difficult to maintain passion for a job if all you see are dollar signs. What I liked about Andy when he came onto Padres Corner was he said, look, he's no longer in the world of the computer programmer because he's dedicated his life entirely to writing. That was, again, his first love. He always wanted to be a writer. Now that he's found an entree, he doesn't want to let it go. But he said something very interesting during the interview. He said, it's not as if I quit because I was tired of computer programming and I was so happy to move away. It was just there was something else I liked more. I think that's kind of the mindset that we're looking for. We're looking for somebody who wants to do it, even if they have some other way to maintain themselves. They enjoy the challenge of working with the team, working with math, working with algorithms, and working with taking real-world problems and putting them in the code.